Number 7. Tell the truth. The 7th quality is to tell the truth. I know it should go without saying, but I have to say it because it's a communication quality and it's a major problem in our industry and it needs to be cleaned up. If you don't know what your upline earns, don't say what you think it is. If through the grapevine you've heard it's X amount, don't repeat that. Say nothing you don't know is absolutely true. The other part of truth is keep your word once given. If you say you will be at a meeting at 6:45, be there. No excuses, just be there. If you say you're going to help someone, help them. Keep your word. If for some reason you're unable to keep your word, make it up to the person. Do something that makes it up to them. Number 8. Know what you're talking about. The 8th quality is know what you're talking about. You need to have a clear understanding of what you're communicating. Prospects really appreciate and admire those who know their business and give exact, truthful answers. It doesn't mean you have to be a master about nutrition to explain to someone why they need to take supplements. You'll hear what it sounds like when you hear my live calls a little later. Number 9. Communicate at the prospect's level. The 9th quality to being a good communicator is that you need to use words that your prospect understands. I mentioned this earlier, but I want to explain it a little more here because people who are great communicators possess this trait. If you use a group of esoteric terms, the word esoteric means intended for or understood by only a particular group. So if you use esoteric terms that your prospect doesn't know, you're going to have partial or no communication. An example of this, and gosh, I've heard this so many times, might be that in describing how a person makes money with your program, you use acronyms or words or symbols that are not common everyday words. Like, let's say you say to your prospect or even the new distributor, once you qualify as an LP2, you'll get an extra 10%. And then when you achieve diamond or double backflip level, you'll get 5% more on your 5th level of everyone who is an eagle in your group. It's ridiculous to hear this sometimes. It completely alienates your prospect and new person. You have to communicate with words that are in the prospect's vocabulary. If you really think about it, a dictionary merely describes an unknown word with words already in a person's vocabulary. That's the reason there are different levels of dictionaries: children's dictionary, collegiate dictionaries, medical dictionaries, and so forth. Vocabulary. What does the word vocabulary mean? One definition is all the words of a language. That would be good if everyone knew all the words and all their definitions, but they don't. The second definition of the word vocabulary is the sum of words used by, understood by, or at the command of a particular person. That's a much better definition for what we're discussing here. So where did you get your current vocabulary? As brought up earlier, the only place you could have gotten your vocabulary is from things you've heard or things you've read. It does you no good to create your own words because no one knows what they mean except you. This is not to imply that you get good communication skills by having a larger vocabulary alone. It's part of it, but not the whole package. A larger vocabulary allows you to communicate to a larger audience. It gives you diversity. Let's suppose you knew the entire English vocabulary. You could then carry on a conversation with anyone on any subject until you ran into someone who spoke Spanish. Then you have no communication again. You learn all the words of the Spanish language, and then you could communicate to anyone in Spanish also. What point am I trying to make here? 2 points, actually. One is, I'm driving home your understanding that communication is not something one is born with. Every person had to learn the definitions of all the words in their vocabulary. And the other point I'm making here is that you can communicate with people only to the degree that you know the same vocabulary they do. If you knew all the words of a language, its value would only be known by the one other fellow who knew all the words. Most of the time, you will never use more than about 10% of the vocabulary of a language, because that's what most people know. And for you to be a good communicator, you must, I repeat, you must only use words that the person you're communicating with knows. Otherwise, that person will walk away from you, or hang up the phone on you, or fail the class that you're teaching. And don't think for a second that people will say they don't know something. Even if you ask them if they understand, they won't tell you they don't understand. This is something our society has taught us is wrong to do. It's the craziest thing I've ever observed. A person not knowing something will pretend to know something so they don't seem dumb. But they are dumb on that word or subject and will forever stay that way because they would rather appear smart and be dumb than be smart by asking, what does that mean? So don't use words people don't know. If you need to use a new word, only use words to define that new word that your prospect already knows. Number 10, have the intention to make the person's life better. In inviting and selling in anything, really, your intention needs to be focused on the correct thing. The definition of the word intention is an aim that guides action. You could flip that around and also say that all actions, meaning in the past, were preceded by an intention. If your intention is correct, then your actions will be correct. When it comes to inviting someone to look at your network marketing business, your intention prior to the call and during and as long as you know the person should be to make someone's life better. If that is your aim, truly your aim, then everything you do will be towards that, and it will be obvious to the prospect. If your aim is to make money, then everything you do will be towards that, and that will be obvious to the prospect also. Recently, I was working with a lady who had been working to get a large client. Everything was going well, and then the client revealed that someone else was also trying to get his account. This freaked her out. She suddenly went from the aim to make the client's life better to the aim to beat out the competition. That became her dominant thought. I told her to go write down every negative thought she was having. Then, from the intention of making the client's life better, work out how she would make the client's life better. Write every bit of it down on paper. See, you have to work it out completely in your mind. Otherwise, you will clog it up and stop it. Once completely worked out in your mind, then you can create it. I don't want to go too deeply into this because Professional Inviter is about the mechanics of inviting, but just so you understand my example, it isn't very difficult to see that everything needs to be worked out first in one's mind before it can be created. Just try to turn off this audio without thinking about it first. It's impossible. Why? Because everything must be created mentally first before you can make it happen. So my point in tip number 10 is to make sure your intention is worked out and focused on the correct thing, and the correct intention is to make someone's life better. When you listen to my live calls, you're going to perhaps wonder why I don't get the objections that you get. Sometimes you can say the same things that I say, but you get much different responses. If before your call you put in your mind that you really want to help this person, and that you really can help this person, and that you really will help this person, your calls will go much better than if you're thinking about making money. Show me someone who is focused on making money, and I'll show you a tired, worn out, broke person because they're trying to receive before they give. And I'm not suggesting this person isn't working their full head off trying to make money. I'm clearly stating that they won't be able to because they're focused on the receive side of the equation instead of the service side of the equation. This universe is rigged that you give, then receive. People think that by working hard, they're giving. Nope. Not until someone's life is better do you get paid for your hard work. All right, we have just concluded the section on communication traits. How I recommend you learn this is look at the card that is in your Professional Inviter package and review each of these traits about once per day and notice when you do each trait correctly versus when you do it incorrectly. Awareness of something comes first, then you learn it. So just you looking at it and becoming more aware of it will cause you to change.